Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Well, good day, top of the day to everybody. You are listening in on the Radio Connections with PACE. I am your host, Gina Pagnotta Murphy, President of PACE.
And I am your co-host, Vice President of PACE, Ebony Walton. How are you today, Gina?
I'm hanging in there. You know, I love this weather, right? I don't get too cold, don't get more colder, don't get no, you know, just like this. Because, you know, I don't like the sun that much. Maybe it's my mood swing.
Oh,
you know?
I love the sun.
Yeah, with chickens out there.
I just like the way it feels. I love the sun. I love the sun. I like this time, too, though, but I do love the sun.
Answer this one question.
What's that?
Do you eat the eggs that they lay?
I just had an egg this morning.
Are you serious?
I'm going to let you take some home.
No, that's
and
all right.
I'm going to let you take some home, and you're going to tell me how much better they are than the ones you buy in the store.
So they lay the eggs.
Yes.
See, I read about it.
Mm-mm. I'm going to take you out there when we finish and let you go see the eggs they laid in there.
Do they have COVID? Do they have
Back to the show.
But I do want to see that. Let's go close.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, hot topics for this week.
All right. So one hot topic that I want to share is one that's not it's a hot topic, but it's a sad topic.
Okay.
So I believe it was Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
They had a 911 call, Saker dispatcher, and she went into work. She had just overcame COVID-19. She came back to work after just coming over COVID. Worked 15 hours mandatory because they were short staff, mandated. She was having difficulty breathing, everything. Anyway, she got off that 15-hour shift, went home, and now she's in on life support.
Oh my goodness!
Exactly.
How did I think I heard or read something about that?
Yes.
And so tell me a little bit more, because when I read it, is that the group that the 911 operators, they're under another union?
Yeah, they're not with PACE. They with the other union. What's that union name? You know them.
The one that I love to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be able to see you. You know, ask me.
Yeah, they're.
So look, that's a good ask me. Okay.
Yeah, ask
me. We're not going to bash other unions. Those are colleagues. But unfortunately, that's a sad thing, and I really wish we could have worked together with that, because I also read, if that's the same story, that they are underpaid as well. They're understaffed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they are.
Some of the stuff that you guys went through that PACE stood up for and fought for a couple of years.
Because, you know, remember 3-4 years they was doing us under that mandatory. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And when we came to PACE, all that stopped because they had a fraudulent document stating that we had to sign that document in order to make sure that we did that mandatory overtime.
And you know I won't go in for that.
That's right.
You know I'm going to dot my I's and cross my T's.
That's right.
Because when I challenge you.
Exactly.
And I love a good challenge.
I know you do.
You know, I was supposed to be an attorney back in the day, but I didn't, you know, my mouth sometimes, because I cuss a lot. A lot of people don't know that. I don't do that in public. But when I'm behind them closed doors.
I know.
So I gave up cursing for Lent. But anyway, back to the Phoenix there, because you know I can go on and on and jump ship.
That is horrible.
But that's a horrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel
so compelled, wish I could just reach out to that group, but you know, then they'll say I'm raiding.
Yeah, don't
do
that.
And then that's a whole totally different state. But I would love to have all the 911 folks under our national organization, because I'm like, gosh almighty, why couldn't we just communicate together and let them know what we've done here to help them.
Now, 15 hours she worked. Now, I mean, we have some people at our job, they work 16 hours, but that's because they want to work 16 hours. They have mandated them. Now, like with this weekend, here's a good one. This weekend, we have mandated 4 hours over our shift. So we already working our 8. Then we have to work another 4 hours that's mandatory. Mm-hmm. And if we don't work that mandatory 4 hours, guess you already know what happens. If we call out sick and then mandatory 4 hours, guess what?
What?
You have to bring your doctor's note.
How are you going to bring a doctor's note in if I don't feel good? I may not want to go to the doctor. I just don't feel good. I'm tired.
We got 3 days of it, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week because of the, what's this weekend, the basketball something, some kind of basketball thing. I'm, you know, I'm not no sports person.
But you, but that's violating all kinds of issues. Number
yes.
one, you got to be put on a pre-notice that if you're out sick because you abuse sick time.
Yep.
And that's a disciplinary.
That's correct.
And that you got to be forewarned that when you out, that you need to bring in a doctor's note. Number two, the code clearly states you can be out 3 days consecutive without bringing in a doctor's note. After that, you have to bring in a doctor's note. So if you at work and get sick, how am I going to go? How do I know? First of all, I'm going to get sick. But if I get sick and I'm just tired or whatever, and I got to bring a doctor's note, especially in this pandemic time. See, people like that. Folks that leads like that, that kind of bend the rules the way they want to fit their needs, that really irritates me.
I'm drinking my tea.
You drinking? Let me drink my caramel cappuccino. Hold on, let me get a sip.
That's what it is.
And I said I'm not going to be bashing today.
You don't have to bash, but that's but, right is right and wrong is wrong.
But we will take case by case. You let me know,
yeah.
You know, off air. Who is going through that situation? You know I'll handle it.
Yeah, and usually they do that just to make sure people show up, and I know it's a fear tactic, a scare tactic or whatnot. Usually that's what I'm thinking it is. Whoever gives that order or whatever, but no one has ever, if you notice, no one has ever really had any type of counseling or disciplinary action come behind it that I'm aware of.
But they don't need to be threatening anybody.
No.
And that's what I think I read about that Phoenix situation.
Mm-hmm.
That young lady was afraid to
she
lose
was
her
afraid.
Money.
She said she had to pay bills. Continue to pay bills.
And the fact that even if she called out that they will be written up and all
yes.
that needs to stop.
Yes.
And y'all had a little bit of that.
We did.
Until Pace stepped in.
We did. We
and
did.
Pace will continue to monitor.
And we still have a little bit because everybody's still learning every time we get new supervisors or still we still have some that were under the previous administration and that thought process to reprogram that mind is a difficult thing.
But there's no excuse for that
it's
for
not.
Me because
it's
you
not.
Got HR and if they're not doing good due diligence. You got the union. If you're not in the union, you need to get in the union. And I don't understand why people don't want to get in the union. You can't say now
exactly.
that you can't afford it
because they can. Yep.
Took care of you getting some money.
That's right.
And so everyone over there, that center, need to consider strongly in joining Pace.
Yeah, they do.
Because it's going to come to a point. Now, I'm going to tell you what's happening right now. That we got the new administration in Washington, and that they're labor friendly, and
uh-huh.
they're putting back in stuff that Trump put out from
exactly.
the labor.
Yeah.
And pretty soon it's going to be when you're in a labor. Now we haven't got there yet to the city, but you never know
uh-huh.
that we'll be coming under contract.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what happens when you come under a contract. If you're not in the union, we only fight for the people
that's
that pays
right.
dues
mm-hmm.
under the contract. So you might be a 911 operator, and this is not happening now, so listen up here. Don't run out there, listeners, and say, Gina said, but I'm telling you, I'm foreseeing this.
It's coming.
There's a strong possibility that when the labor movement gets back in the 100% flowing gear, that the federal sector have contracts.
Mm-hmm.
We have an MOU, Memorandum
yeah.
of Understanding. That's something between the code. It's in the code, but it's between the mayor
mm-hmm.
and the laboring unions. But it's not a contract,
mm-hmm.
but we respect it as such, okay,
uh-huh.
because it's legislated. However, in the contract, if we become contractual, if anything, we go for pay raises, we only going to request pay raises for the people that's been the members
mm-hmm.
under our contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just telling y'all, I'm not putting that fear factor out there to you, but you guys got to think about that, especially if we did some work and you riding on the coattail of your colleague
yeah, that's
and
right.
not a member.
Because it's not fair.
It's not fair.
And then just like this situation, we all got to have these raises, right? But the ones that have been there like 20-something years and they have already maxed out, they're not getting the raises. So
well,
they're not
point,
in the union.
But at that point, if they were in the union.
Exactly. They're not in the union.
If they were in pain, because this has happened before. I can go back. Remember when we had this increment step increase? And everybody kind of reached to the mat of the step. The union PACE went before council because we had a lot of members that it affected, and we got them a 10% increase. Might not have been a whole lot, but it was better than nothing. And then we went back and lobbied to get the step increase to 15. It used to be just 10. When it went to 15, that was us. PACE did that with the council and administration. So I'm just saying that to put that bug out there, you guys, that you need to strongly consider. We did the work for you. You should be proud that you've gotten some money. And the ones that didn't get anything, if you're not in the union, you need to get in the union so I can pick up a fight or challenge. I don't like the word fight. Challenge. So that we can help see about getting you an increase. Other than that, we're just going to deal with what we deal with.
Exactly.
And I'm happy you guys are happy. And move on. People need to quit riding the coattails of other people. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's I don't like it at all.
So that thing in Phoenix, and you know, I'm just one person. I don't try to go out there to be all this grand dude, save the day person. It's about my passion and my feeling and my spiritual connection to my God given talent to mediate and try to help people in need. Even though a lot of times I'm only human. Debbie, you know more.
I know
more of my personal because we've been working so close together than I have ever let anybody in my life. But I'm human. I have issues just like everybody else. As a matter of fact, y'all making more money than me.
Wow.
You know, I'm fighting. I fight for people to get more money. And I'm poor little thing, you know, in my little group, we just sitting here getting Peter to pay Paul. And we did, I was able to lobby to get us something, but that moved us from classified to being unclassified. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a catch-22. But I'm just putting it out there. I don't think because I'm out here and I'm the president of the union and I do this that I got to make this grandeur of money and I have it going on. No, ma'am, I don't. I'm just an everyday Joe like everybody else.
Just like everybody
else. I made Peter to pay Paul. I live paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, and I'm not ashamed of it because my passion is to make sure that people are taken care of. That's what you elected me for as the president of this union. That's what I made my promise to do what I can. And if I had the opportunity, well, can't fly, but I would drive to Phoenix and try to see what I could do to help lobby with those people. That is a test. So listen, you guys, I did all of this. Just pray for that young lady in the hospital now. Pray for everyone, every family member that's lost someone, everybody that's sick on this COVID, and hopefully that it'll get better.
Yeah.
So I understand that we did have a PACE member that had a loss in their family.
Yeah, we had another member. The member name is Nancy Gilliam. She is a 911 dispatcher also. Sister, she just, I think she's laying her to rest. I want to say tomorrow, Wednesday, I believe, is the service for tomorrow. And it really is, you know, it's just sad.
We need to reach out to her and the family from PACE, see what's going on and what we can do to help.
I've been
As always, that's part of our PACE. We're family. So when we have someone in our union to have family issues, we try our best to be there for them, you know, as much as we can. Let's keep prayers out for her and her family.
So with that being said, let's give the inspiration, try to pep it up a little
bit. Okay, inspiration.
For your struggles, in those times is when you find your strength.
Say that one more time.
Be thankful for your struggles. In those times is when you find your strength.
And it's because probably somebody else could be worse off than you are.
Always.
So be thankful for the trouble you got because it might be, you never know.
It's always.
So, and that's the thing about our topic today. I put out there that was part two of Do You Hear What's Coming Out of My Mouth? But to piggyback to that topic of what we were talking about.
Watch what you say.
Watch what you say and watch what you do.
Yes.
And that's a whole long thing. Watch what you say and watch what you do. And so that goes into the part two of the things because people can get angry at work, at home, and say some things that you really don't mean but out of anger. But Confucius say, don't mark me on this, but Confucius say, when you're angry and you say something, it's really the truth
it
that
is.
You've been wanting to say.
Yep.
However, you didn't want to say it then and at that moment
mm-hmm.
because that's more hurting
mm-hmm.
because you put it in a more argumentative tone
mm-hmm.
and that hurts somebody's feelings.
And in the positions of management, supervisor, president, whatever those positions are, you definitely have to watch your emotions when you're speaking. And you just have to watch what you say means. It goes so far. It goes so far because I can tell you something.
Right.
And I said it. And didn't really pay attention to how I said it or what it was that I said. And now that meant something totally different to you. And you can come back and say, well, you the one said X, Y, and Z. And in that moment of rage,
yeah,
you know, I might have did say it, but that
yeah.
is what I meant. But now it's out there. You can't rescind it.
That's so you got to watch.
You definitely have to watch it.
The way you said watch reminds me on this Tyler Perry play.
What?
When the guy was up and said, you got to watch. And
yeah.
he was getting his watch on the
yeah.
dog. Because somebody was cheating on the wife and
oh.
you know, the bail house. Well, I forgot what the name of it was. But he said, Tyler said, you got to watch.
Yeah.
You hear me? You got to watch. So you got to watch what you say. And I think I'm going to start doing that when I have meetings.
Watch.
When we get back to that. When I say, you got to watch.
Put your hand on
my hand on the watch. Watch what you say.
You have to.
Think before. You know, if things is we blurt off too quickly
mm-hmm.
and you need to. And I had to learn that myself in negotiations and mediation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to just think first before you speak.
You
know,
have to.
Say, you know, just take a minute in your mind. Hear what they're saying,
mm-hmm.
but be slow to speak what you got to say. And like you said last week, always repeat. So what I'm hearing you say is,
exactly.
and that also gives you another chance to slow your roll and think about what you're going to say.
It does. My dad used to tell me when we were growing up, and even now, when you're angry, step away. Don't say any. As soon as you realize I'm upset, back off. Because you're going to say something that you're not going to want to, you can't take it back. That's it. What you said is out there. So you have to pay attention. And so I've learned, because I used to be one that pop off at the mouth, but I've learned too, what I do is I have a conversation in my mind. If I know that person well, and even if I don't, if I say this, how are they going to respond? Okay, and then when they say that, then I'll say this back. Then that's going to, and where is that conversation going? You do that in a matter of seconds
mm-hmm.
in your mind, and then you know either go ahead and continue with that or don't.
Well, in a work environment, I would think that if you and your supervisors are having a disagreement, and you can't just walk off, but what you can say is, I think this conversation is going somewhere negative, and I would like to have a union representative present.
Mm-hmm.
And
go.
End the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our employees don't think that. They don't do it. They act out of just, you know, human nature.
They do.
But you got to remember, you're not at home. You're at work.
Yeah.
And you don't refuse to do anything if it doesn't cause you a safety issue or a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You do whatever, or you say, I'm uncomfortable with this. Let me contact my union rep. But don't refuse, I'm not going to do that. Watch what's coming out of your mouth.
Watch what you say.
Can be written up. Watch what you say.
That's right.
Because then it could be insubordination.
Yep.
And then that's a whole different story. And we don't want to even get into that. So I'm just telling the folks out there, if you're ever in a meeting, feel uncomfortable, exercise your wine garden rights.
Mm-hmm.
And as simple as this, we don't, you know, because there's a whole lot of legality wording in that.
Exactly.
This is simply what it's saying. I feel this conversation is going negatively. I would like to cease it and contact my union representative to be present. Bottom line, and walk out, step out, call the union,
mm-hmm.
and then go from there. Do not leave the area. Just step out, whether they like it or not, and we'll take it from there. Give us a call. We're either going to reschedule the meeting, or if we have the chance, we'll go ahead and
mm-hmm.
be in. But if they let you know in advance that they're going to meet with you, then you know, you already kind of know
exactly
what could be.
You do.
If this is a positive or negative meeting,
yeah.
then you need to say, listen, I need to have my rep. We're trying to get DHR, Department of Human Resources, to train their each manager, HR
mm-hmm.
and different, that whenever they're getting ready to do a discipline, to always ask. They don't have to. Understand this now. They don't have to.
Mm.
But the code says they do have a right to have representation. But your supervisor don't never have to.
Yeah.
But
and some of them don't
you.
Know.
They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you to ask for it.
Yep.
And they cannot deny that.
Yeah.
So, but we're trying to work with them to make it like a city thing, you know, make
yeah.
it that it is one of those unwritten rules that do just courtesy, because you're not trying to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You're trying to discipline as a quality leader. So you will always say, listen, you can have representation. I want to talk to you about blah, blah, blah. And you want your rep, you can have your rep. Because it doesn't hurt. You know what that reminds me of back in the day? I don't know about anybody else today. I'm just telling my age. Well, your mama said, go get me a switch so I can beat you.
Yes.
You know, and
I remember that.
A long time. I took the street, went down to the, went across to the neighborhood to get the bread, and took an hour to come back. And boy, she said, now I know what you did. I'm going to beat you for an hour. But I never really got whipped.
But that's what it did to you. It did.
I had a disciplined dad. He was military, a Green Beret, paratrooper, 82nd Airborne Division.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a Shriner. You know, all of my dad was everything, my stepfather. And they never beat me. I never got a spanking. But those punishments were so horrific that I was like, beat me! Get it over with. Because I want to go outside.
Yes.
My dad would sit there and put a calendar up in the kitchen. Okay,
uh-huh.
And he would give me a 30-day.
Oh my God!
30 days, you don't go nowhere.
Oh no!
And have me marking it.
Oh no!
On every day, and guess what? He did not bend.
That's it.
He did not bend. So I was like, just go ahead and beat me. I'll take
I
that
want
page
to beat
for
too.
About 5 minutes.
You got to sit and look at your friends outside for 30 days.
You know, for 30 days,
oh.
I was running track, right? And I was a track star for the team when I went to, you know, New Bowl Elementary
mm-hmm.
School in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And the coach called my daddy, please let her go to the track. And he said, nope, not my dad was strict like that. He was a loving father, took us everywhere, did everything for us. But when he put discipline,
that's
the military. It's it. Okay? So you know what, well, I was pretty, I'm not going to say what I did, but, you know, that was pretty. Snuck out the house, came back in.
Okay,
oh, no.
Yeah, you need to be
that. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stood at the window when I was crawling in.
Oh.
And I went head first to get in. And I looked
there
at
you
his
go.
Feet. And he had on flip-flops back in the day, because when they take those boots off, he liked to air his feet.
Uh-huh.
I had my flip-flops on. And I looked up. He put the window down on my back. I could move. And he went outside, and my friends was walking
oh,
by. And he
my
said,
goodness.
You all will not see this young lady for 30 days. I was so hurt and
embarrassed. I know you were.
And that track did everything, the track coach, but he wouldn't go. So anyway, back to the story. You know how
okay,
I got off.
Okay, okay, okay.
But I thought that was something to let you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was raised in a very disciplined household. My mother was civil service. She was an Eastern Star.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind of disciplined, you know, but I had a
nanny. And you need it. You need it.
Everybody look at me, you had a nanny. Yeah, I had a nanny because I went to a private school, went to Catholic school because, and that's another topic later on, and I'm going to move on,
mm-hmm.
About the color of your skin. Because, you know, even in the work environment right now, today, women still have an issue with each other because
of
the color of the skin.
Of course.
And it's subtle, but it's still there.
Lighter skin
it's
to the darker skin.
And
the lighter skin gets a fair treatment.
So you write that down for our next topic. We're going to talk about the color of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because that brings to more right now with the racism that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Y'all see how she just told me to write it down? See, she's a fair skin. I'm the darker skin. That's how that is right there. I just want y'all to know, this ain't just me.
I just think like that. But see there?
She always boasts me.
But you know what? In reality,
that's
your
how
truth.
It is. That it is.
That's your truth. And I've never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. But you know, I'm going to get you after this go on.
I'm just saying. But
okay, I'll write it down.
So there was this young man at the job. I won't, of course, go further than personal, but meaning to watch what you say. We had a certain assignment. We have different assignments. You go to dispatch, you go to ACIC, just different assignments, right? So every time we ask this particular employee to take this assignment that you're supposed to take, he says, no, he gives us a hard time. Finally, he comes out and he said he had an issue, a medical condition why he couldn't take this assignment. Okay, so remember I called you the other day about it? Let's get it in writing. I went back to him and said, hey, you said this, this, this. I just want us to document this because, you know, I want to cover you and cover us because if something happened, everybody's covered. You said this was the issue. So if we continue to do that, then it's on us. But if you don't give us this documentation, this is going to fall on you. You know, we took our, I didn't even have to take him in the office about it. He looked at the document. And it was just something stating that, you know, bring documentation on, record it so we can have your issue recorded. You know, he recanted the whole thing.
See?
He recanted the whole thing.
See, so
watch what you say because
yes,
we're going to cover ourselves. We have to.
Well, you need to dot your I's across
exactly. We have to.
So you said he was lying.
I'm not going
to. I love the word that you say, recanted himself.
Yeah.
He just told a flat out lie.
Yeah, he did.
You know me. Don't come to me. If you don't want the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth. He lied.
He did.
Was he a member?
Yes. He is a new one. He's a new one. He just got it.
So you haven't explained to him how I wrote it.
I tell them all. I said, if it's not the truth, if you are coming and you try to get swindle over on something, the union case is not going to back you up.
Mm-mm.
You better
Mm-mm.
say it. And then I, off air, remind me to let you know what happened this morning in the meeting
Mm-mm.
with something else. So you have to be mindful of what you say because it's going to come back on you. It's
mm-hmm.
going to come back on you.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If that is the case, then we, I don't mean to sound mean. I don't mean to sound mean.
Go ahead, Watch Gina. Say what you're going to say, Gina.
I don't like for this to come off to be mean, but it's my truth.
It's my truth.
Because all I have to give to the city of Atlanta when I have my union hat on is my ethics and
my
word.
Exactly.
And when I come to them, I have thought I built a relationship for them to know I'm not just going to come and complain. I'm going to come with a solution.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it or leave it. But the bottom line is that I don't like people to what they call blow smoke. And I'm not going to say the word because I gave it up for them. Blow smoke around you. And I don't like people that's untruthful.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm fighting for a cause or challenging your leadership,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, those are still people that sign my check, too.
Exactly.
So I have to go in with two hats.
Mm-hmm.
One hat, I have to turn around that I'm the union president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the same level as the chief or anybody
exactly.
else at that table. I have to give them that respect. But you're going to allow me to have that respect given back because what I'm discussing with them on your behalf is the truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm going to investigate before I go. But you can be good at misproving me.
Listen, they have proven
But when I get in those meetings and they slam that picture down and you say you didn't
that's
do
it.
It and that's your face
that's
grinning
it.
And skin.
That's it.
I stop meeting. I pull you outside, and we're ending this right now.
Yeah.
And you're going to take whatever they're getting ready to deal with
mm-hmm.
you.
Yep.
And the only thing I can do, because it's my passion, is try to negotiate something lighter.
Yeah.
But I'm asking all members, when you're talking to your representatives or our attorneys
mm-hmm.
that we have when they're doing a case for you, or even me or your steward, tell the
truth. Please.
No matter how hard it hurts. Because it's like you paying an attorney, you're getting free service of $16 every payroll. You don't have to lie to us.
Mm-mm.
We're not here to hurt you. We're here to help you.
That's it.
You go and pay an attorney $5,000 because somebody said they saw you murder somebody, and you go and attorney, did you do it? No, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And they see the film with your with the
did
knife.
You do
right?
it?
And
exactly.
this attorney, he has or she has
mm-hmm.
her word or his word before that judge.
Yep.
So the next person that comes and that attorney goes in front of that judge, because they build relationships
mm-hmm.
too,
mm-hmm.
that judge is not going to look at her and you may not get your case won.
Yep.
Because he's going to remember how deceitful she was.
That's true.
So we're saying just be fair to yourself, tell us the truth, and don't lie. And we can help
That's
you
it.
Better that way. You
I'm
know? And we can do better for you.
They have, I've learned just by, you got to get both sides. Because it's of course, there's always, it's what they say, three sides to every story.
Which
yours,
is.
Mine, and the truth.
And the truth. What's
yeah.
in the middle?
It's in the middle. Somewhere in between it.
I call it
there.
The third eye.
The third.
You're right.
Yeah.
Say that. I call it the third eye.
And I've had one young lady, a couple of times, people, they'll come and tell you this whole thing, and you be like, what? And then you go back and you try to say, okay, so this is what I was told. And it's so unbelievable sometimes, but some things can happen. And they say, well, no, this is what happened. And here is the email trail to see. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And we would, see, we would stop. I stop it before it even gets to going any further to a big meeting or anything like that. I'm going to try and figure it out before we get to that point. Then if it wants to go further, then we're going to go further. But if we can try to nip it in the bud, hold on. What that was last week.
Nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud. You know I wrote it down.
You got to cut it off the head before you nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud in the beginning so you don't have to cut it down.
There you go. Nip it in the bud in the beginning so you don't have to cut it down.
Yeah, because once that bud, once that thing starts flourishing and growing, that's it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to cut it. And it becomes a bigger issue. So they lie. Employees lie. Unfortunately, they lie.
They do. And it took me a long time, but it took me heartache and heartburn to realize that they did lie. So where I am today comes from trial and error, deceitness, lyingness, and, you know, but I've learned now to do better and what to do.
Yeah.
So I'm saying all this to encourage everyone that are members that we are here for you. No one that's not in a member, that's not a PACE member, get with someone, join the union. It's only $16 every payroll period, $32 a month. That's, if you drink, if you smoke cigarettes, I ain't going to say nothing else. if you buy the CBA oil or whatever they call that stuff, if you do all of that, that's for your recreation. $32 a month for your protection shouldn't be hard for you.
And with communication, let's go back to the communication. We're going to touch on that show, Annabelle, and we saw it again last night. But with communication, miscommunicating. Communication is such a broad topic. One thing that miscommunication leads to is assumptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading a story about a female and her husband going to a doctor's office.
Okay.
The doctor, you know how they talk that big talk. We don't understand what they're saying. And they come back and they tell you, this is this, this is this, this is this. But us, sometimes we don't say anything out of making ourselves look stupid because if I ask them, well, what is that? So we don't ask that question, and they're not going to explain unless you ask, right? So you're under the assumption that, okay, it is whatever he said it is, whatever that may be. And then he, oh, well, they accepted this sentence of whatever it was that I told them, whether they ask further information or not. That leads into all kinds of things. So you and the husband go home, and the husband may have understood what it was, but the wife still don't understand. So the husband asks the wife, simple question, and she says no. Well, the doctor said X, Y, and Z. No, the doctor didn't. The doctor said what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have two. She thought she understood, or the husband thought the wife understood. The doctor thought both of them understood, and they left. Nobody understood anything. So that goes in the workplace. I might think that you understand the sick leave policy, but I never explained it to you. The manager thought explained it to this employee. It was never explained. So this employee walks around thinking that everything is good, but it was never explained to that employee. So it can lead to the assumptions, which is not a good thing for.
Well, I blame, you know who I blame for that? Yeah, I blame. I'm pointing the finger. Yeah, I'm pointing the finger.
That's what communication does.
I blame HR.
Yeah.
And I don't say that in a negative way because it's not this group. It's all the years,
yes,
HR,
it is.
Department of Human Resources, that's their role to put out and make sure they set policy. You know, council sets legislation.
Yes.
The mayor does, sets in vetoes and creates, mm-hmm. But HR does policy, internal administrative policy. And they need to have those people that's out there in their sections and departments train supervisors and managers. When you're hiring these people to come in, I used to be a manager 30 years at Zepco Company, but you're in the city of Atlanta now. City of Atlanta is a whole
different. Yes,
I don't care how well they want to try to make this more business, private sector stuff. City is going to be the city.
That's it.
And you got to accept that. So when these new supervisors and managers and leaders coming from all over the place, and even internal, they need to have training, just like they do employee orientation for everybody. Come in, give you a little handbook. Managers, anybody that's leading people, there should be a standard management training or supervisors training that they have to take as soon as they come on board.
And to add to make sure that they understood some type of form that you signed, that you understood everything in that handbook. Because we could give handbooks out all the time, but if you don't read that handbook, and, you know, it, just like in regular classes, we can train you to an extent, but everything is not touched.
But that handbook doesn't give you the clarity of
no,
Section 114-528 disciplinary.
No, it does not.
They don't do that. And so that's the training that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know about the union is available. Let them know you need to have a relationship with the union folks. This is what you need to do, what you should do. This is the spirit
and
of the
city. And they
need
to know who they city count. A lot of these people don't even know.
Now, that's a shame.
They don't even know.
Especially if you live in a city and don't know who your
they
council person is.
They don't know who their council people are. They don't even know. They don't know. They don't know who is the, even though I know when we come, I don't know how y'all orientations go, but we get a handbook, but they don't read it. But you get a handbook and you get all the information of chief, and you get everything, who everyone is. Now, you need to read some of that stuff. The main stuff they give you and say, hey, you need to know this. This is the chain of command. But outside of that,
And that way, you know, that communication is, and if you know good communication, you'll know what to say, you know what not to say, you know how to say it. And I really truly think, like, they do mandatory training about cybersecurity, like
that all the time.
Come up, what is this?
The
ethics, you got to do that every year. Sexual harassment training, they do every 2 years, I think. I think they need to come up with some type of training about interpersonal communication skills. Everybody in the city of Atlanta should be able to have to go through a small, write that down, Abby.
there we go again, y'all.
Interpersonal communication skills training. Every employee should be have to take some type of training like we do on the computer.
They do.
And that would be also part of that includes some of racism of what we're saying about.
And let me tell you, a couple of years ago, I went to, because you know, you go to the academy to take those classes to become a teacher, one of the certified teachers at the academy, which is what I wanted to do. And it was like during the same time I was coming into the union too, real strong. So one took precedence of the other, but I was studying my butt off. You know, I failed the class.
Wow.
I was so mad. I think they did me wrong. I ain't going to say it, but I think they did me wrong.
Well,
everybody
who
else.
They? Me? Watch what you say. Oh, the academy.
But that everybody else had. But anyway, I didn't. But that was the one
you
thing that,
that
I wanted
very
to.
Quiet.
I know. I didn't want.
Okay,
I didn't want the
so
people out there to hear.
With this? You said that very quiet.
That's
all.
That's all.
Everybody else Why was that so low? What are you trying to imply?
We'll discuss that
is
later.
Is that on our discussion for that one that we were talking about, the color of the skin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's write that down for the next topic we talk about.
But it was the whole purpose was I saw that there was a lack of communication, and communication because it's so broad. I said, they need a class on how to effectively communicate. And
right.
I would like to come up with the curriculum to do it. And so I went to go take the thing. What's the previous director? She was there then. So I didn't pass.
Well, we will. You know, that's something interesting that PACE can, you know, venture out with HR. And I know some folks, it's the training. I'm in the, you know, I'm also on the Citywide Safety Committee, WSA. And I think Benjamin Martin is handling training, you know, like safety training. But I think we have someone on there that can work with him. I requested that's an interest to have, see if we can push from the union, because Ben is also in the union. And see if we can push that interpersonal communication skills mandatory training, as well as the other training. You know,
it is very
helpful. How do you what are you? How do you interact with other people?
Exactly,
you know?
It's definitely needed. It's
and you know, because we got to be quick. You know, something just hit me.
What it was
when I said quick. Being careful of what you say and what you do. Be careful. You know how you say what you do. This and hot topics that we skip.
It
just hit me.
Governor Cuomo.
Oh my goodness, y'all. Oh my Lord.
That's
listeners
what it was
out there. Did y'all hear the current event news about Governor Cuomo?
Oh my goodness.
Having sexual harassment?
Yeah,
child,
then he
asked
the lady if he could get a kiss or something.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm not going to go there because
go there.
That's a touchy topic.
Go there.
You
because
know,
that's
like,
what you want to do.
That's what I do.
That's what you
want.
Go,
me
there.
Go there.
Go there.
Don't know Governor Cuomo. Don't know him left or right. I'm speaking for all women out there. Yes, I am, because I've been there, done that.
Okay.
So I'm talking from experience of things that's happened to me in my past.
Okay.
That I'm still going through trauma as far as being healed from many, many years ago as a teenager and as a young adult.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into it, but I also know that I was a victim, but I opened my mouth as a victim. Now, as a child, I was afraid. But as an adult woman, when you cross that line, you're going to know about it, and you're going to know about it right then. What I don't understand, and I know I've been through all the classes, I've been through, you know, I even worked in some workshops with my union to domestic violence. Been there, done that. So what I'm speaking from is speaking from being there. And I got help. And it is embarrassing. You can be afraid. You can be ashamed.
Yes.
We're not going to go into all of that. I'm not a psychologist. But what I don't feel comfortable with women, wait until it seems like an opportune time to bring their truth forward. It makes me feel you're being retaliatorial. Because you either were victimized back then, and I know I'm probably going to get some women that's listening.
You're going to get it.
I'm ready for it.
You're going to
I'm ready for the challenge.
You are.
Because I'm a victim. I've been there, done that. Okay? Either way, afraid to speak, didn't speak. But as a grown woman, when you have crossed that line with me so bad to traumatize me, I'm going to tell it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell it. And see, if you've never been in the military, and these women that's been in the military, that's been victimized, been raped, that's been assaulted, and nothing is done, and you speak up, nothing is done, I get it. But if you're not, that's a horrible thing, because you're in the world of men, and men are going to take care of men.
That's it.
So I'm not knocking and supporting men when they do things wrong. What I am saying, that we women, when it happens, speak up.
Immediately.
Talk to your girlfriend, somebody, and let the girlfriend speak up. Don't wait till somebody get up there and get ready to run for office. Oh, he did this 40 years ago. I'm shutting the TV off. I'm not knocking their truth, but why you want to wait till they get out there in a political field or working in the somebody like the mayor's office or doing something? Now you want to try to destroy this person.
Yeah.
Wasn't he doing, didn't this traumatize you 40 years ago?
Yeah.
Even 20 years ago. Even when he, you know, why wait till they're in the news doing something? Now, I don't know this dude, Cuomo, whatever the case may be. They got him under fire about something else, about the, you know, we don't know. We're not there.
I don't,
So I'm speaking in general that I just truly feel that. And then we got plenty of women's group. Maybe we need that movement. Me too. Quit dealing with going out and targeting people and let's get a real
group. The women.
Help the women.
Help them.
Okay? Quit putting it on TV and doing this. That's something that
give
you can
give them
buy.
Real healing.
Give
them, open up for some real healing there.
The movement, what you doing for the women that got on TV with the R. Kelly thing?
They're not saying anything. Okay. They're just saying of who they're going after. And I'm not been in that situation. I'm not one way or another. But do something.
Let's talk about that. I would like to really talk about that. And I would really like to reach out to some women in a later show, maybe 2 weeks from now, because we're going to talk about the racism on the next show.
Yes.
But I would like to reach out and talk about and see if we can get some women's input on how they feel about that so we can have that kind of open dialogue.
Yeah.
And I challenge anybody out there that's listening to this. If you disagree with me or you got something that you want to slam dunk me, speak your piece. Speak your truth. I can stand to you. Because with racism, I'm black and white.
Yes,
Daddy was white. Mama was African American. Black, what they call them then, is on a birth certificate. Colored. My mama was colored.
Oh, wow.
My daddy was white.
You have a birth certificate say colored?
Listen here. Don't talk about my age.
I'm just saying. It
well, don't talk about my age. Well, it says CC.
Oh, Lord.
But anyway, colored and then see me Caucasian.
Oh, my goodness.
So dad was a Italian, Sicilian.
Okay.
And so I can talk about racism.
Yeah, yeah.
I can feel your pain because I went through it being too light and too dark in a white establishment, too light in a black establishment.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I can tell you the story.
I bet.
So we'll talk about that.
I bet.
Just like with me being a victim, domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
been there, rape,
mm-hmm.
been there, assaulted, been there. I can talk about.
Yeah.
So what I'm telling you with my truth, I can stand and challenge anybody to say, well, no, Gina, you don't know it. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid to speak sometime. Then I spoke, didn't get nothing done, and I'm okay, but I'm taking care of Gina.
Yeah.
So when that Me Too movement came out, I was like, okay, so you telling on all of these, starting with the Bill Cosby,
yeah.
with the white guy, whatever his name is, and all
they
of that.
They died in jail.
What did you do for the women that claimed they were the victims? What happened to the group?
They just wrote a book. They wrote a book.
Wrote a book, make money.
They wrote a book.
So I'm just saying this. I'm not downsizing any women that has went through any traumatic experience. I'm just finding it. Why do y'all wait till somebody come out? That's a good type of why. Why do you wait?
Why do you wait?
To speak out. Now, circling that back to the city of Atlanta, why do you wait to tell when somebody is mistreating you, retaliating against you, or doing things against you that's not appropriate?
That's
and you know it. Why do you
We're going to do that next week.
Yeah,
that's a
topic.
That's a
lot.
We're
going to bring all of that in. Why do you wait?
And
so
they do.
Listeners out there, y'all think about it. You can hit me up on 478-414-8982. If you got a comment that you want to shoot to me about it, send me an email at gpagnotta@atlantaga.gov and just tell me your thoughts and we'll talk
mm-hmm.
about it on the next show.
Yeah.
When we have it. I'll let you know, sending you out an email in advance
exactly.
and let you know what the topic is going to be. So we're prayers go out to Mr. Cuomo because everybody's innocent until proven guilty.
That's right.
And we're gonna stick to that. And I like his brother what he did though. That was a stand up guy. I didn't see him too much anyway.
They relationship.
He gets so
involved. Yeah, I love their relationship.
But the way he said, I'm not gonna see my brother,
mm-hmm.
and he did
exactly.
that. He's like reclusing
right.
yourself or something.
Yeah, step back because he does it. That's family.
That's family, and he probably knows if the dude did it
or
not. But who's to say? So let's just look at that. Listeners, that's just my tidbit for today. And the song for the week, we forgot the song for the week that I wanted you guys to listen to called Zoom by the Commodores.
Okay.
Z-O-O-M. But our attorney that watches our back and listens to our show,
we can't
always
it.
Make sure that we're doing the right thing, saying the right thing.
Yes.
Said we can't play it. We don't have the rights to the song, not even a snippet ago. We have to pay for it. But if any of you out there and pass the word know of any thriving upcoming artists that would mind giving us permission to play a little bit of their music,
yes.
just to get out there to get free
Let
promotion,
us
let us know. Our attorney will write up a real quick little agreement, and we'll play a little bit of it in the end or in the beginning,
yes.
so you'll get to know the new thriving artist. So pass that out there. That's something we can
and
do.
And that's a plus for them. They can get
yeah.
exposure
yeah.
at the same time. So that's
you know, anything
thing.
That they want to do, you know, that's creative and
that's
stuff like
thing.
That.
So before we do go, I do want to discuss.
Oh, I'm getting started.
Oh, like, we sure do. The call-in procedure to work within the city of Atlanta. What is our call-in procedure?
Call-in procedures, to my knowledge, is 1 hour before and 1 hour after your schedule. That's in the code.
That's in the code.
That's in the code. However, there is a caveat. Our city always have it.
Always.
This is what I'm talking about, gray areas. There's always, well, we can do this and that, but.
Yeah.
And then we get caught up in the butt.
You get caught up in the butt. And that's how you can get out of it, too. And
yeah.
that's how they can get you out of it, too.
Yeah.
So,
but if you're in union, we always use the butt.
There you go.
Cause
always.
Because they're not a good, effective leader. They're going to miss an I and miss a T cross.
They sure are.
And
they
we win our case. So it's supposed to be an hour before and an hour after
uh-huh.
to call in. And sometimes, though, like if I know I'm going to be out tomorrow, like say tonight
mm-hmm.
or last night, if I wanted to, you know, say, oh, something's come up in the morning, I could text my boss or email my boss and say, listen, I need to have an emergency, blah, 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 this and that, you know. But it's always an hour. You have up to an hour before and an hour after. You got a window there to
mm-hmm.
call in. Now, in your 911 situation, that can be a little iffy because you guys have to relieve people.
We do.
And folks, when it's time to get off, especially if they work that mandatory four-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Department of Labor, anyway, you can't work more than 12 hours. I think I may not be wrong, but I know our department won't allow you to work more than 12 hours at a time without taking some downtime. But that's a little iffy. So we will play, you can play that by ear.
Yeah.
You
because
know?
Right now with us, I know that they required them to call in at least 30 minutes. Which is shooting us in the foot because we're not going to find staffing that soon in 30 minutes. So it should be the hour.
As soon as
you find out you're not coming to work, call them.
Yeah, and I can go along with making sure that they have an hour. I would even take it off to put the 30 minutes on the back end and give you 2 hours in the front end.
Yeah.
That you need to call within 2 hours before time.
Yeah, because
and then makes- 30 minutes after. I wouldn't give a whole hour because by now, you know, it's like you, hey.
And this is with our staff and how it works is by what we're trying to do is by 2 hours before the end of the shift, we want to let that shift that's there to know already if they're going to have to stay over an extra 30 minutes or not.
Okay.
So if they're going to do that, it should be. Call in within that hour or two because sometimes we don't know until the last minute and that's their fuss.
Absolutely.
Y'all don't tell us until the last minute. Well, the person don't call us until the last minute.
You know what? I think I just need to go over there and just train everybody.
You know, the employees are just as bad as it's. Oh my gosh.
I'm not the trainer, but I just need to.
Oh Lord, have
y'all got so much little innuendo.
It's just little bitty stuff. It's some little stuff. Wait till we get off here
up
and it's something else.
Blow,
and it's that little bitty seed that grew.
Yeah.
That's what it is, and it becomes. It's this little first, but because you don't nip it in the bud.
Mm-hmm. What you say?
If you don't nip it in the bud in the beginning,
you're
going to cut it down in the end.
Yeah. Okay.
And a tree falls harder, of course, than you just picking up the seed and throwing it out. It's
where
a
are you getting
seed.
All of these capricious
I don't know. It's
things.
Just me. This is just everything.
I got to follow
this
and make sure that's a real saying. Are you making
it's
up?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
But it's the
okay.
truth.
Well,
think about it. The seed that you
okay.
sow is little.
Right.
You don't have to cut a seed. You just pick it up and throw it away.
But that makes sense.
Right? But a tree, you got to cut a tree down.
But you sound like that last topic, the other topic we had about making sense what you say.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Sometimes I talk a lot and I talk about something for real.
Okay.
Just listen sometimes. Sometimes I don't say nothing, but a lot of times I say a lot.
Oh, listen at your Confucius. But don't forget, listen, Zoom is the song for the week of the Commodores.
Yes.
And Coming to America Part 2 is coming soon.
I want to see
I
it.
Can't wait.
I want to see it.
I can't wait. You guys, look at that. I mean, we need some comedy.
Oh, I
want to
see
that's
it.
That's like, going to be good.
Yes.
That guy is so older, though. You know,
yes,
you look
they
at
have.
That's going to be good.
I want to see it. I did relook at Antebellum again.
Okay, everybody, tell them what Antebellum, that's
okay.
the movie I told you guys to watch.
Last week.
Yeah.
And it is a, it makes you say some things like what is going on? What in the world? One thing it seems like is you know what's going to happen. Then what just happened?
Yeah.
Like what? Wait.
You're being all like what
yeah.
did I just watch?
And I don't want to say anything because it's going
to take away the whole thing. But listeners out there, please, if you can, I think it's on Hulu. If you
it's
can't
on Hulu, I know for sure.
Antebellum is the same people that produced Get Out.
Yes.
And Us.
Yes.
And if you like Get Out and Us, you
it's
will
better.
Love Antebellum.
It is
better.
Oh, my God.
Just the way it starts, though, you might like, I don't want to see this. Just stick with it.
Stick
because
with
it's
it,
going to change from the past to the present. But it all ties up in the end.
Oh, my God.
And
goodness.
You will be shocked.
You will
because
be like.
I was like, is that really
is
happening today?
That's what you would
this
think.
This is too real.
It is. It would not surprise me if we have some of those things going on now. It wouldn't. It really wouldn't.
That was too real.
It was.
But I thought Antebellum was a real theme park.
I thought it was, too.
I heard that name.
So
before.
maybe it's something else and they turned it to, I don't know. But it's one thing I've learned about Hollywood is some of that stuff is real. Or it's
mm-hmm.
happened,
mm-hmm.
or it's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
or it is happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know Oprah had a little thing with him. She introduced... Lee Daniels and the lady. No, you know what? I'm talking about something else. Reminds me. And you guys, another movie
what?
I just saw. is more of a documentary, Billie Holiday. If you're into jazz and you know Billie Holiday, I've seen the story. Diana Ross did the story of Billie Holiday, but I did not know that Billie Holiday, they came after her because of the song Strange Fruit. She would not stop singing that song at her concerts. So it wasn't really about the drugs they were after. They were, even though back then it was illegal, but they set her up because she would not stop singing Strange Fruit. And everybody knows that Strange Fruit, if you listen to the song, she happened to be with a white band and was driving. You saw the movie, and she saw the lynching of the black folks in the tree, and she started the song. And they were saying she was creating a riot when she sings the song. But believe it or not,
I can't wait till we do a race show. I can't wait because it's a lot. It's
a lot, and you got to have a strong stomach and
a strong mind
to talk about. People get upset.
It brings up so much. I wasn't a part of it back in that time, and thank God that I wasn't, because I don't think I believe I wouldn't have survived. He brought me in this generation for a reason, because that right there, I would not have been.
I don't
able
think
to
I
do.
Could have survived the slavery.
No.
Well, you know.
And we both human. We both, if you cut you and cut me, we both bleed the same color.
Right.
The same color vein is in your skin that's in mine.
Well, I can't wait till we get on that.
Because,
you know, we're going to have probably about two sessions of three on that.
We are.
Because there's
a lot
to talk about.
It is.
And I'm going to tell you now, because you know how I am. I get the elephants out the room all the time. And people are going to be saying, you know where that Gina. Oh, my God. I'm going to say what I got to say.
You do.
Because I'm going to put this to y'all listeners in one question. So when we have this show, you all will be ready.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, back in the day, it was so much fear like they putting in with this the coronavirus, this COVID-19. It was so much fear back then that the black people, the slaves, as many slaves as they had, they had the control to take care of that situation.
Why they didn't?
And the main control, what do you think they had? What was the main control that they had? I'm going to tell you, we put it on it. The kitchen. The black people were cooking.
Sure was.
But remember, here we go with the black
and the
light skin versus the dark skin.
Yep.
The light skins were being
in the house.
And so they felt privileged,
mm-hmm.
and they would tell, you know, it's so much. I can't wait till we have
it. I can't wait either.
But my thing is, let me tell you something. If I know what I know now back then, and I was in the kitchen,
they'd all be dead.
There'd be
pouring
dead
the food.
Folks up in there, I can't cook anyway.
I can't
cook a hot dog. I'd be burning.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I would be
It's crazy. But watching Antebellum, just this little piece here. We were watching last night. And one of the persons in the show pulled a gun out on the black male that was in the show. But he didn't pull it out on him. He just cocked it. And he was behind him. The guy didn't even see him. But just to hear that gun cock.
Were they in the field?
Yes, they were.
Okay, I remember now.
They were in the field. Okay. And I'm trying not to say it without saying the movie. But they were in the field. And, you know, my guy is an officer, and he said that right there put fear in him right there. Think about it. It was fear for the black man. And now you can fast forward to 2020, however
same
you want.
Same time. Well, you remember I had that experience when
I went up to
visit 911. When was the last year? Right before the pandemic.
Yes, last year.
And that new guy is no longer there. That new officer came out, and when we talking about, I need to talk to you in the hall.
Put his hand
put his hand on his gun. And I'm like, what is
that?
At that moment, if he was crazy, because he was crazy anyway, with putting his hand on the gun.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have took me out.
Yeah.
Because you know me.
I know. And you was up.
I was
once Tina get going, that's it. You can't stop her.
I could, because that's my age.
You can't stop. Mike said just sometimes you just gotta let her go. Just let her go.
Mike had to pull me around there and call him. Y'all know Mike Pulliam. He's a cop, you know, a police. I don't hate to say cop, but he's a police officer.
Yeah.
And he's one of our union reps. He had to pull me to the side and calm me down. I was crying. I was spitting at the mouth. I was so upset. How dare he?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you know who I am? That's another topic. Do you know who I am? But we got through that.
Yes.
He's no longer there. He's gone on.
Yeah,
God bless him wherever he is.
Yes, he is.
And we got some new leadership over there at the 911 Center. And hopefully we had a communication with them.
Yeah,
that was a
yeah.
good
And that was
call.
Good. It was.
I really appreciated the chief, major.
Major.
And
he said he likes to be called Major V.
Yeah. And
Delaroy, but he's good. He is written. He's actually, right now, he's meeting with each employee.
Bless
which
his heart.
Is yeah, exactly. It's great. Each individual employee, one by one, shift by shift.
That's good.
Just to see what's going on with that person.
That's good.
That says a lot.
Well, you know what? It looks like we're at the top of the hour. And we could go on and on.
Yes,
and even though some people say, well, you know, why don't you extend it? We do have an extension, but we try to stay to an hour.
Yeah.
But we have so much that we can talk about. We appreciate all of you listeners in. And pretty soon we're going to be, we keep getting more and more. We're getting more and more people coming in, tuning in. Let your folks know that that's not able to call in. And CDN right with us, they can always go back and re-listen to it.
Yes, they
pull
can re-listen
the link up,
to the show.
You can hear any of the shows. And hopefully soon we'll be able to, where we can see each other when we get a little bit more sophisticated
it.
And see if you have something to say. We'll be able to see you when you can call in and want to talk or speak.
Yes.
So we're getting there. But right now we hope that you always enjoy our weekly radio connections with Pace. And it's a good thing. We're just putting stuff out there. It's just me and Ebby, you know, we're sitting here just chit-chatting, letting you know what's going on, current events, let you know what's happening out there, give you some hot topics.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, we're going to be talking about what, Ebby? It's so many.
We're going to be talking
about next week.
We talked about watch what you say.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the racism bit, the light skin versus dark skin,
mm-hmm.
and how that impacts the racism and prejudices on both sides in the city of Atlanta.
Real quick before we go, COVID, sick in call. Real quick. So you get an employee, because I'm sure we have some people that have employees that some of their employees call out because they're sick with COVID.
Okay.
What is the plan? What is the dialogue?
Well, technically, if someone calls out, say we go home today, everything's fine.
Yeah.
I call you in and say, I'm not coming in, I'm not feeling well. And you say, is it COVID related? And if that person says no, then you know what to do. You know, they take a sick day or whatever the case may be. If they say yes, it's COVID, it could be COVID related.
Okay.
You say, have you taken your test or are you planning on taking your test?
Can I say, are you sick?
No.
Or what are your symptoms?
No, you cannot.
What can I say then?
No, you just say, is it COVID related?
Okay.
And if they tell you yes, you encourage them to go get tested.
Okay.
To let them know so that they can, you know, let them inform their manager, HR, whatever the test results is.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes, they need to stay home. They need to stay home until they get their test. If they're telling you that they're COVID related and or it could be COVID related. And when they come back, they need to provide to you a copy, either negative or if it's positive, they don't need to come in at all.
Okay, so say, for instance, the employees say it is COVID. Maybe I went out to a party, right? And I get a phone call 2 days later, this person that I was around has tested positive for COVID-19. So to me, I've been exposed. It's been 2 days. I didn't already been to work in those 2 days, and I didn't have any symptoms. But now I just got this call, so I want to be safe. And then I call in and say, hey, I'm calling out sick. I won't be in at work today. Supervisor says, okay, is it COVID-related? I'm going to say yes, because I want to make sure that I'm okay. So then the supervisor is supposed to tell me, okay, are you tested or are you going to get a test? I then am to respond, I'm going to go ahead and take a test. Because at that point, you're going to need to come back to work anyway, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if I fail to do that, so I wait. I call out that one day, because we have employees that do certain things. I call out that one day, and then 2 days go, I'm still going to get tested. Then the third day, I'm still feeling fine and don't go get tested. So I say, I'm going to come back to work. Then what?
There's a problem, because
okay.
You said that it was COVID-related.
Okay. Okay.
And so at that point, you got to provide something.
All right. So you need, if you're calling out saying COVID related, you need to bring
right.
some kind of
you
documentation.
You got to bring in something. You either send it in. Don't bring it in if you're positive. Send it in.
Yeah, of course.
But you got to have some kind of testing done.
Okay.
Because you are the one that's saying it's COVID related.
That's right.
You
okay.
answered yes.
I just want to make sure.
If it's not COVID related, then you just said, I'm not feeling well, I'm caught taking a sick day. Boom, that's it.
That's it. Okay, gotcha.
Now, if you're on, already been predetermined that you're abusing time and they put you on notice, you know you got to bring in a doctor's note. But other than that, you know, you can't deny people sick time.
Okay, all right. So that's what I want to make sure we get that clear. So,
all right. It's
I'm
been
done.
Wonderful.
Yes,
it's
it has.
It's been glorious to be with you guys. You guys try to mask up. If I'm hearing a lot of folks is taking the vaccine.
Yes.
Debbie is still looking straight. She had her two shots and she's looking still the same. She hadn't, you know.
No ears falling off.
You're not
I'm
walking
good.
Like a zombie.
No,
like, you
good.
Know. Okay.
I'm
so
good.
You folks go out there if you can.
Stay
get your
safe.
Vaccine. Stay safe. Wear your mask.
This weekend, we know that they have the whatever yeah. kind of event that's going on this whole weekend. Stay in the house. Please stay in the
you
house.
You know I'm not
just
going
stay
down.
In the
I
house.
I don't like basketball no way.
Yeah,
so
just stay
going.
In the house. Be safe.
But you guys, take care.
Until
we'll
next time.
Next week. This is Gina Pagnotta with Paige.
And Ebony Walton.
And
signing
Radio
out.
Connections out. Have a good one. Bye-bye.